I'm safe out here. I have to be. This is the only spot I can think of that they won't get to. And if they do, fingers crossed they won't, but if they do, I'm dead. Oh my god. Okay. Deep breaths. Oh god. I should be out there. I should be helping people, doing something. Instead, I'm hiding out here. But god, I'd be dead by now. No, I have to think of myself. I can't. I wonder if anybody else is gonna come here. I don't think they will. It's too hidden. God, I hope somebody does. Fuck, I have a lot of cuts on my body. Oh my god. Well, I guess I should just stay here for a while. Who's there? Who the hell is there? Oh. Hi. Yeah. Come here. Come on, just be quiet. We don't want to be too loud. Hi. I'm so happy to see somebody else here. You have no idea. I was hoping that somebody would come and know about this place. How do you know about it? Oh, yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. Same here. I knew about it for a while. God. It's crazy out there, isn't it? It's insane. And we need to stay here together for a while. Otherwise, we're both dead. And you, oh god, you're bleeding really badly. Come here. Yeah. You have a bad cut on your forehead. Me? I know. But trust me, I'm not as bad as you. Yeah, but pretty bad. You are what? They attacked your house? You're kidding. Oh, that's terrifying. I can't even imagine. No, I live alone. Thankfully, nobody came. Yet. I mean, I'm sure they got to it by now. I can't believe this is real right now. It feels like a movie. I mean, who would have thought? Zombies? Yeah, it's crazy. And they are just insane. They are killing people left and right. The city's gonna be wiped out in like an hour. But I know that they'll be gone soon. Which means that for now, me and you have to take cover. And I need to stop this bleeding. Lucky for you, I got some stuff with me before I left. I knew I'd be needing this. I don't have water, sadly, but I do have some band-aids and stuff, and some cotton swabs. I can clean up the blood. And there's only so much I can do, but I'm gonna stop you from bleeding. I can't imagine. You must be in so much pain. Yeah, no worries. No, I don't need them, I'm okay. I'm a tough girl, I can handle a few cuts. Don't worry. Yeah. It's pretty bad. I bet. I stumbled on my way here too. I had to tell myself that I need to survive, and you know, somehow I managed to get here with my 2 feet. But I was just terrified. I mean, I'm sure everyone else is. I cannot imagine. We can only hope that someone else joins us here soon, but for now, I'm glad that you're here. God, I thought I was gonna be the only person alive. No, I know. There's a lot of smart people out there, and they will handle themselves. I know that. But by the sound of it, looks like it calmed down a little bit. Which is good. I think the most terrifying thing in the world is hearing everybody screaming around you, not being able to help. I don't even know if my parents are alive, but I can only hope they are. No, I don't live with my parents, actually. I moved out. Yeah. What about you? They weren't home. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be okay. Don't worry. Everything will be okay. I know it. Does that feel a little bit better? Good. Yeah, it looks like the bleeding's slowing down a little bit. Can I see your hand? Yeah, you have a pretty bad cut on your knuckle. Why am I helping you? Why wouldn't I? If I can stop one person from dying, then I will. Not saying that you're dying or anything. I mean, you're not gonna die from a couple cuts, but I do want to save you a little bit. That's the least I can do, okay? Yeah. You should be all good now. Is anything else hurting? You fell on your knees. So did I. Look. They're pretty red, aren't they? I told you I am a tough girl. I can handle it. Anyways, I'm wondering, you look really, really familiar. It's almost like I've seen you somewhere before. In school? Oh, sorry, that was loud. You go to the same school as me? I'm saying I've seen you somewhere before. I must have seen you around the hallways or something, around campus. Who knows? Yeah, it's such a small world, huh? Or a small city, should I say? I mean, we do live in the same city. No, it's cool that you remember me, though. True, I guess I am easily remembered, aren't I? Yeah, you know, I've always been, like, a friendly person, and it's easy for me to make friends. I pride myself for being a friendly person, you know? And, I think it's really cool that other people know me. But now, you and I can be friends. What's your name? It's nice to meet you. It's too bad that you have cuts on your face. You should not be harming such a pretty face. No, actually, you still look good, even with the cut. If anything, I think they make you look a little bit more attractive. They add some character. Sorry, I'm just trying to make you feel a little bit better. Deep down, I'm terrified. I am. I've just always been good at hiding how scared I am. Anybody would be terrified in this situation. There are zombies out there. Zombies, for the love of God. And they are killing people left and right. We can't do anything about it. I would love nothing more than to grab a bat and go out there and knock them over their heads, but I cannot. They are scary. They have no remorse. They will do whatever they can to get rid of you. Which is why you're not leaving here. Not right now, especially when you're so weak. It's okay. Don't worry. We can just stay out here together for a while. Hopefully, when we go out, it'll all be okay. Who knows? Maybe this is just a dream we'll wake up from. Sadly not. But I like to think of it that way. If this was a dream, what would you do? Okay. No, I like that. Sounds a little bit ridiculous, but it makes sense. We all have dreams, don't we? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Look, if there's anything I'm good at doing, it's lighting up the mood a little bit when it's not really the greatest. The best thing I can possibly do is make the both of us laugh through a situation like this. I mean, come on. A zombie apocalypse? No, you're right. I shouldn't be laughing. It's not right. I told you, it's just a bad habit. I don't want to be sitting here crying isn't going to do anything. And I need to face the sad truth. This is happening. But like I said, the best thing we can possibly do is just remain calm and take cover. Just for now. Besides, we just started getting to know each other. Do you really want to go out there and die for me? I mean, come on. We're moving too fast, aren't we? I'm kidding. I'm just teasing you. No, really. I'm okay, don't worry. My cheek is bleeding? Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Like I said, I am a tough girl. I can handle it. Do you expect me to sit here and cry about it? It's just a cut, silly. I've hurt myself a lot before. Like a lot. In many different ways. I happen to be very clumsy. Oh yeah. Trust me, I am as clumsy as it gets. You will never meet anybody more clumsy than I am. Really? Well, I'm not always clumsy. I can be a little bit useful sometimes. I mean, hey, I just patched you up, okay? Take it easy on me. Whoa. Did you hear that? I thought I heard a thud. You did too? Okay, I don't know, worst case scenario is it's a zombie. Or maybe it's just, another human. Okay. Looks like they're gone. God, we almost got caught, didn't we? That's freaking scary, man. Okay. We need to be quiet. Otherwise, we're both gonna get busted and we're gonna die. We need to go out there and we need to help everyone. If we die, then we die doing a good thing, right? What? You don't want me to go? Why not? Don't tell me you suddenly care about me. We've known each other for like 10 minutes. What? Where's this coming from? You're saying you've always wanted to get to know me? Then why did you never approach me? I wouldn't turn you down. You assume there's plenty of boys who will? Well, yeah, plenty of boys approach a lot of different girls. It's not just me. Oh. That makes sense, I guess. No, I'm not that kind of person, trust me. I could see why you'd think that, though. But I would have been really happy if you came up to me. I wouldn't turn you down, silly. I mean, look at you. Give yourself some credit. Oh, I just got a message from my mom. It looks like she's okay. I should probably give her a call. You forgot your phone? Oh, no worries. I have mine. But I don't really think this is the best time to be making calls right now. So I should just put it in silent and forget about it. We'll call them in a little bit, okay? But for now, we need to be as quiet as we can. Okay. And, hey. If we both make it out of here, then maybe you can come and meet my mom. She's a really cool person. I think you'll like her. But I am really relieved to see that she's okay. I was worried sick. I mean, when the zombies first attacked, my first thought was to go to my parents and see if they're okay. But I didn't have time. I had to take cover. For a while, I could have sworn I had a zombie chasing me. My heart fell down to my knees, I'm telling you. It's terrifying. I don't ever want to go through that again. Which is why you and I have to stay here together. And if we go out there, we fight together, okay? No matter what. Here. Pinky promised me. We'll stick together? Okay. I trust you. Now, let's just stay here for a while. We'll go out in a bit, okay? Deal.